listener production.
Hear the plea from SA police after a deadly weekend and groups slam new anti-protest laws. Rain today, but the temperature should tick up slightly tomorrow. Good morning, I'm Katie Martin and this is your Limestone Coast local news. South Australian police are pleading for better, more careful driving after a spate of regional road deaths at the weekend. Four people died, including a 19-year-old from Keith, all on country roads. Superintendent Darren Filkey is urging us to stick to the speed limit.
We need to drive within those speed limits, and speeding is one of those fatal five categories that cause lives lost and crashes on our roads. So this is not about country roads and speeding. This is about driving to the conditions. This is about responsible driving behaviour.
South Australia's leading civil society groups are speaking out against anti-protest laws. The government wants to beef up penalties after Extinction Rebellion protesters were seen abseiling from an Adelaide bridge a fortnight ago. But the Secretary of SA Unions, Dale Beasley, says it took lawmakers just 22 minutes to vote for the change that would have wide-reaching effects to all corners of the state.
Look, the real issue with the government's protest crackdown is that it's not at all targeted. These laws could be used on all sorts of activity, from people handing out pamphlets in Rundle Mall to protesting on the footpath outside of Parliament to, you know, picketing a worksite in the wake of a workplace death.
Limestone Coast tourism is staying strong. Operators saying visitation is up even during the school term. Normally it would drop off in between school holidays, but Tracy Martin from the Mount Gambier Visitor Centre says that's not the case. Her comments made during a recent tourism conference in Coonawarra. Investigators are still looking into the cause of a fire that gutted a family's caravan and burned through their backyard at the weekend. Firefighters were called to a Millicent home on Saturday. No one was injured and emergency responders managed to save the family's house. The Local Government Association of South Australia has put libraries at the top of its wish list ahead of next month's state budget. The group wants to see more money poured into maintaining crucial services Limestone Coast libraries deliver, like education through reading and community wellbeing programs. LGA SA President Dean Johnson wants to put a stop to shorter opening hours and cuts to books and programs.
We're campaigning to have that indexation returned to our libraries, which costs about $16 million over the past 5 years. And we hope that we can return that funding so that we can continue improving our libraries for our local communities.
And it's looking like the Limestone Coast won't feel the full effect of a balmier than usual start to winter. Other parts of the state will welcome winter with warmer temps in the low to mid-20s, but Mount Gambier's top is predicted to reach just 16 degrees on June 1st, then 19 into the weekend. Let's take a look at the KNT netball scores from the weekend now, and it was down to the wire when Narracourt faced Mundalla. Narracourt with the win 32-30. And 10 goals meant the win for Border Districts in their game against Lucendale. But Panola proved they were just too good for Bordertown, winning 58 goals to 34.